Welcome back. We hope you had a great holidays, but it's time to get down to business here on Prep Sports Now. Basketball season in full swing, about to start some important league games. Of course, the holiday break always kind of devoted to tournaments. So saw some records get some big shakeups. We'll try to break it down for you, see how much it matters, who we're high on going into this important stretch of the season. I'm Case Kiefer alongside Ray Brewer. We're brought to you by the Nevada Department of Public Safety. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and I'm actually really excited to talk to you today, Ray, because
that
might be a first for the podcast, because you were at what is annually kind of become the biggest high school game of the year, basketball-wise, last night, Finley-Gorman. I was not, so break it down for me. How did it go?
I guess it kind of went how I thought it would go. Finley Prep pulled away there in the third quarter. They outscored Gorman 21-7 in the third quarter to take a five-point halftime lead into a comfortable double-digit advantage. They end up winning 65-45 in the annual game. And I guess after the past 2 years, Case, you know, 2 years ago, double overtime, buzzer beaters. Last year, all the hype with Shabazz and the sold-out crowd. I think I wanted a little more. I was a little disappointed. South Point did a real good job hosting the event. Obviously, they were handicapped a little bit with the national championship game, Alabama, Notre Dame going on hours before. But they did a good job making it a first-class event, you know, signs throughout the casino. But it just wasn't as intimate as the Cox Pavilion. You know, last year the Cox sold out and everybody was on top of each other. And, you know, this year featured very little, you know, great plays, very little good action. The fans weren't engaged. It was kind of a downer for me, dude.
Well, that's disappointing to hear, I guess. But yeah, we talked about this a little before we came in. I think it's just really hard based on what the last 2 years were. I mean, last year when we were at the Cox Pavilion, like you said, people were paying a couple $100 just to get in right outside the gates. That obviously all the D1 kids, which there were a lot this year too, but a lot of hype for you know, two McDonald's All-Americans in the game, although I guess on the team, because I don't think Bennett played in that game, but with Shabazz and Ben Carter and Roscoe Allen, all these D1 guys, I don't think you're usually going to get that excitement level. And then the year before, you're never going to match that game level, as it went to double overtime, a bunch of crazy shots. So I think it kind of had it had a lot to live up to, and it's going to be hard to match like the environment and the game of the past 2 years.
But I really even thought that 2 years ago there was more coaches in attendance than there were this year, college coaches. You know, this year, you know, UCLA, BYU, Utah State, and UNLV are basically the lone programs represented. And I don't know if what we had witnessed the past 2 years, and where we were getting spoiled, is that a result of just one player in Shabazz Muhammad, or is it a combination of things? The game was played on a Saturday night. It was, you know, after a UNLV game, it was on campus. And this was played on a Monday night early in January, conflicting with the national championship game without that big uncommitted player that folks were trying to recruit.
Yeah, exactly what I wanted to say was the last point you touched on. It probably is a confluence of factors, but the one that stands out to me is, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but it seems like most of the big Finley guys are already committed. You already know where they're going. And then the Gorman has some big recruits that are uncommitted, but they're really young. So I don't think that I don't think there's that urgency of coaches that there was when Shabazz is still deciding as a junior or a senior, when there are for, I mean, Gorman's biggest probably D1 guys are sophomores right now, right?
Exactly, and obviously you've got Steven Zimmerman. He's 6'10", 6'11". He plays center for Gorman. He's been on the team since last year. He's got a ton of top-level offers, UNLV, UCLA, Arizona, and a long list that goes on. And Zimmerman played real good defense, altered a lot of shots, blocked some shots, made some good passes, was very active on the inside, and I could just see in 2 years where his recruiting, it's not going to be the same zoo that Shabazz's was, but I could see where his recruiting is going to be very entertaining because, you know, UCLA, I think, was there strictly for him. Obviously, they have Al Freeman from Finley Prep, who's already signed with UCLA, and you got to keep those guys happy. But after the game, Ben Howland hugged Zimmerman's mom. You know, she was sitting there in the stands all sad and disappointed, and Howland gave her a hug. And I could just see that recruiting going down because I know they like Arizona. I know they like UCLA and with UNLV. And, Shabazz's recruitment, I think, for us to cover was pretty painless, right?
Well, I mean, it stretched for a long time.
It stretched for a long time, and there was a lot of – it was painful with everything that happened with the NCAA, but it's like, here we go again, another great player.
Right. It's probably way too early to tell, but it's indications that Zimmerman will want to stretch it out as long as Shabazz. So we're going to be talking about this for 3 years like Shabazz.
Well, I mean, I think that's what elite guys do. If you're a top 10 guy, which he should be.
I don't know that like every top 10 this year, top 10 guy this year is already committed.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's still only like 20% of kids really from the beginning are like Shabazz and like, I'm not going to decide till April or whatever.
Does it matter, Case, that he plays for the same Dream Vision team or program that Shabazz did?
I mean, I know nothing. I haven't talked to anyone about – I've seen him play once or twice, but I wouldn't think so. But I really don't know. Maybe – I don't want to be negative, but I wonder how is UCLA getting all these guys? They haven't been exactly a good program the last couple of years. Even this year, I mean, they're on a run now, but they lost some bad games this year. I mean, Haaland, if he has a bad year this year, still kind of on the hot seat.
Yeah, well, I think the thing with UCLA, obviously you've got the L.A. market. They've got the new facility.
Yeah, well, those two things are big. So that kind of answers my question.
Okay.
I guess I'm just still not sold on UCLA. I want to see if they can even make a run in the tournament this year before I'm start to like, sign them off more five-star guys.
I don't know if I'm sold on UCLA either. I'm not a big Bruin guy. They are better than USC, which is an absolute train wreck, and Julian Jacobs is going there. So
Juju can turn it around.
Yeah. I saw a USC game this weekend, and it's embarrassing. Maybe it's because, with UNLV basketball, they run and gun up and down the court. But any team that plays slow is just so unattractive for me.
USC does not score much. It's
embarrassing. Yeah. They can't pass. They can't shoot. They can't rebound. There's nobody at the game. Even their uniforms look ugly to me.
All right. Well, we'll try to not say that many negative things about any local teams because there's a few that we're high on, though, right now, right? Right now, the run Foothill's been on has been really impressive. They're 13-3. I think they won their tournament, and you were kind of telling me they may be the favorites in the Sunrise now. Could be a changing of the guard already.
Well, I mean, I'm still a Vegas guy, and I think Valley's going to be okay when it's all said and done, but Foothill's hot right now. They beat Centennial rather handedly. We're not sure who Centennial arrested that game or what some of the circumstances were, but the holiday break did feature the Foothill Falcons, Case Kiefer, flexing its muscles, winning the Foothill tournament, and beating some pretty good teams along the way. So I think any conversation we're going to have from now until mid-February when the playoffs start, Foothill needs to be included.
All right. Do you give them are they going to just run away with the Southeast, you think, now that we're getting into league play? I mean, you got Coronado has a losing record overall, but they are undefeated in the league. Basic, of course, has got off to that really hot start, but they're 1-1 in the league because I think they already lost to Coronado, maybe.
Yeah, I think Wednesday when Foothill is at Basic, that's a big rivalry, the battle for Boulder Highway, if you will. If Foothill could get through that game at Basic, I think the only other time they're challenged this year would be at Coronado in league.
Only other challenge? Wow.
I don't know. They already won at L-Dog, right? Before we went to break.
Right. I mean, it wasn't even close.
Yeah, they killed them.
Yeah.
Which was minorly surprising to me. So there's nobody else out there. Liberty's not going to beat them, right?
Yeah, I don't think Liberty's kind of rough right now.
Yeah, Liberty's kind of rough. So at Coronado, basically, for me, is the biggest challenge left.
Right. I know you say not to place much into these tournament games, but there's got to be something, right? It's just hard for me to figure out what's going on. Our Canyon Springs kind of got off to a bad start, too, and they just ran through this Foothill tournament. They lost one game and then killed everyone else they played. Since we're talking about that division, Basic was one of the teams the Canyon Springs beat by, like, 21. Then they turn around and beat both Palo Verde and your Las Vegas High Wildcats. But I think both by like 10 points.
Again,
you got to put something into it, right?
You have to, but these tournaments over winter break, you're playing multiple games a day. You're getting some guys some looks. You're trying to get your rotation set for the rest of the league play. The school system doesn't provide transportation. So I've seen teams every year that are missing key players. Folks go out of town. It's not that good of an indicator. I mean, it's basically celebrated spring league, in my opinion. So take it for whatever it's worth. Take it at face value. And I think there's just so much parity in the Sunrise with Foothill, Vegas, Valley, Coronado, if you will, El Dorado, Canyon, Basic, if you will. I think on any given day, maybe all those seven teams, and I can't believe I included Basic in there, have an opportunity to beat each other. Take Basic out of that until the Foothill.
I mean, Basic has beaten some good teams. You can take away what you want, but they beat Vegas with your boy. I don't know. You say guys weren't there, but I just looked at the box score. It looked like most of their guys were there.
They
beat them by eight.
You don't know what the circumstances were. It could have been Vegas' second game that day or third game in 2 days.
It could have been Basic's third game that day.
It could have been. Who knows what happens? I mean, listen, you told me earlier the Miami Heat lost to the Wizards the other day.
That was like a month ago now, but yeah.
Yeah,
that was
the Wizards beat the Thunder yesterday.
The Wizards have five wins, and I don't know who the other two are, but two of them are against the Thunder and one against the Heat.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. You see my New Orleans Hornets beat the Mavs last night?
I did. Now they improved to 9-25.
No, they beat the Spurs last night.
The Spurs, right.
Hey, I only need 23 or 24 wins.
Yeah, well, there you go. Before we get to the picks, one other team I thought we should talk about. The last game I was at, it was almost 3 weeks ago now, but is Arborview just going to win the Northwest? I mean, they look like the best team so far.
I think they are. They'll obviously they'll have to play at Palo and beat Palo for the league, but they're in the driver's seat. You know, they're unbeaten in league play. The league is not that strong. It's basically Durango, Palo, and Arbor.
I still think it's going to be fun, though. I think those three teams are fairly even. I think so.
You think Durango is even?
Definitely. Durango, look, I've said it 2 weeks in a row in the picks. Not even. Arbor's the favorite, but I think they're definitely capable of beating them. I think I picked them to win this week. Durango's really underrated. They've got a good starting five. They've beaten most of the local teams they played, I think. Most of their losses are like California tournaments.
I saw Durango briefly at the Tarkanian tournament, Case. And I'm just not seeing it, bro.
They lost by one to Centennial.
Again, under what circumstance? But yeah, listen.
That was that was in December.
Okay,
we talked about that last time on the podcast.
I don't know how Centennial is going to be our measuring stick because they're just so inconsistent.
And Palo Verde has a losing record.
Listen. Palo might be one and done in the playoffs.
All right, well, back to the original point. I am really high on Arborview. I think they're the favorite for the Northwest right now. As you know, I just love the Burks kid. I think
we all love the Burks kid, yeah.
Yeah, Justin Burks, maybe the best junior in town.
Yeah, in fact,
you can make that argument, and I think it's probably the right pick right now.
Yeah, we were talking yesterday about looking at our Super 7 team next year, and – you know, who's kind of playing their way onto the team, and he's the captain.
Yeah, he's 1A for sure right now. So I would look out for Arborview. Of course, they already did beat Palo.
I can't believe you picked Durango to beat Arborview.
I think they're more even than you think. How many points would you give me? I have no idea how these $5 bets are going on basketball. I don't remember. But,
I would give you – I mean, I've got Arbor winning by five, and I think that was just to be nice. I would give you, I don't know, 7 points. I'd give you Arbor Durango plus 7.
I was thinking 8, so we should make it 7.5.
7.5, I'd give
all right,
you.
I would take Durango plus 7.5.
All right, there you go. We're on.
All right.
Let's go to the picks, baby.
Okay.
We differ on
almost every – like there's two games we agree on, and that's it.
Okay, we'll start – this is – I cannot believe this first one. Canyon Springs at Vegas. Canyon is hot. I agree with you on that. But there's no way they're going into the Cat House and beating the Wildcats.
I do know it's a stretch, and
okay,
I guess
at least you admit that.
I mean, Vegas is the favorite for sure.
Okay.
But I think that I still think Vegas, Canyon, and Valley. I'm not going to be surprised if any of these teams win the division. And all right, I even said it in the picks. I'm a Vegas believer now. I think they're great this year, but this is the third year we've covered basketball, and this is the third year Vegas has looked great before they get into the division. And you try to sell me that they're going to the state tournament. Every year they play rough in the division, so I'm going to go with Canyon. I'm really impressed with – I don't care who was there. I don't care if it was Coronado and Arborview's backups. Both those teams have a little bit of depth. They killed both those teams in the tournament. I think Canyon's really hot right now, and I'm going to go with the upset here.
Okay. I can't dispute you. That game tomorrow night, Canyon Springs at Vegas. I got Vegas by double digits. I'm very interested to see how this works out. The next game, Foothill at Basic. I always like Basic in this spot. This game means a lot to those kids at Basic, more than to the kids at Foothill. It's a neighborhood rivalry. Basic is semi-decent this year. Yet I got Foothill winning by 13 just because they're hot right now, and I think they're flexing the muscles and saying they're an elite team.
Right, well, you warned me that you contradicted yourself a ton in these picks, and there's number one. You just told me that even though Canyon Springs is hot, they don't have a chance. But because Foothill is hot, they're going to beat Basic.
You know me, I hate Basic.
Look, I'm going to this game, excited for it. Foothill, there's no doubt they're playing amazing. They've been blowing out just about everyone they've played. They look like they're almost unbeatable in this
league,
like
Hawaii
we talked about.
And they went to Hawaii and did good, too. Austin Carr can't miss.
Right, I guess
I guess
my thing is I just don't think you can keep up with that level. You're going to have a down game every now and again where you're not hitting shots, where one team's more motivated to come out. And I think they could be in that kind of spot here at Basic. I just see a close game. And once again, I know this is an upset, but I'll take the live home dog in this one and go with Basic.
And I agree with you. It is a very, very live home dog.
All right. God, I guess I wanted to pick all upsets to start Wednesday slate. Arborview at Durango. We already touched on this, but I like Durango. I think the gap between these two teams is less than you think.
Yeah, and I must be a Durango hater because I think our last pick section I picked the Mojave to beat Durango.
Yeah, somewhat like that. I do think
but,
so.
But I still like Arborview, and I like the 7.5 I'm laying.
All right, Durango plus 7.5 for me. Now, this is where I think you're crazy.
No doubt.
Desert Pines. I mean, Chaparral, I know they're decent at basketball and okay, but Desert Pines, I don't have the standings in front of me. I think they're like 12-2 or 13-2, and the two games they've lost are by like 1 point. I think this team is just on another level.
Desert Pines is on another level, and I picked them to win state at the beginning of the year in the Division 1A. Chaparral, they beat Palo Verde on Saturday at the South Point. Nice little win for my Cowboys. And Shap, all Christmas break, has been playing top competition in big tournaments. I think that translates on the court. I think Desert Pines overlooks my Cowboys, and I think the game's going to be closer than you think.
All right, well,
it's a stretch.
I think you're just being really optimistic.
Mr. Stretch on the first, you know, three games of our picks.
I think out of the first four games, this will be the biggest blowout.
Well, it's okay, I'm not disputing you, but I'm saying I'm picking the Cowboys, baby.
I know, once again, we're not supposed to look too much into the tournament, but Desert Pines just beat your Las Vegas Wildcats by 18 points.
Well, they hate Vegas, though.
Still won by 18. That's pretty good. All right, Valley at Vegas. Who would have thought that this game, which has got to be close to a pick 'em, is the first game we agree on of the week? It's Friday night at Vegas.
And I'm going to be at that game. Valley has not been as good as usual. Not as good as I expected, and they got to figure it out and get hot at the end. I think this game, and probably why we both picked Vegas, notice I picked Vegas twice this week. There'd be no doubt in my mind that I would do that, but I think Vegas wins convincingly.
I think Vegas has played a little bit better, so I'm going Vegas, but I still don't understand your obsession with Vegas. Valley's 13-6, and Vegas is 11-6, and Vegas has had the much better year. They've lost the same amount of games, but Valley has won more. But I'm going I think this is going to come down to the end. Vegas plays well at home. Seems like year after year they win more games at home than they lose.
And they do, and they really buy into the fact of the home court.
Yeah, and I already picked against them once at home this week. I can't do it again. I'm going to go with Vegas. All right, Green Valley at Canyon Springs. This is another one that I think I think you're a little crazy for.
I know. Listen, every once in a while I look into the crystal ball case. I have no rhyme or reason to my madness. I just have a feeling, and my feeling says that Green Valley, who we think is probably the fourth best team in the Northeast, they start riding that horse Tyler Roberts to the finish line.
All right, I don't know. I think Canyon Springs might chop the legs right off that horse.
Yeah, well,
like a mad pioneer. Well, and take this win.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be a good game.
All right, Coronado at Basic. Yet another game we disagree on. I think this is about a pick 'em.
Coronado at Basic?
I mean, Basic a little slight favorite. 3 points maybe? 2-3 points? It's pretty close.
Who did you say was a slight favorite?
Basic at home.
I don't know about that.
I'd say Basic slight favorite at home.
Justice Ogman, Teixeira.
Jordan Willis.
I think Coronado's going to have three of the best four players on the court.
Why do you hate Basic? They got some great athletes on that team.
I picked Basic
and you
to
know
win
it
this game.
I know, but
well, why are you
three
saying
of the
why
best
do you hate Basic?
Did you just say three of the best four athletes?
Yeah.
No
or
way.
No, players. I said athletes, but I meant players.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
maybe you can make that argument.
Boyd
you're not telling
Johnson
me.
Boyd and Johnson are no doubt about it the best two athletes.
Okay,
on
that's
the court.
That's why I that's what got me riled up.
I would take your pick over mine. I just think it's tough to beat Basic on Friday night. Payday Friday, people have enough money to go to the games down there, and they get a true home court advantage.
All right.
And get a hot dog.
I'm going Coronado here. I think, like, once a week, Justice Ogman just goes crazy and scores, like, 35 points.
Yeah,
so
out of the
blue. That'll probably be this week. That'll probably be this game. All right, in our last game, one of only two that we agreed on, it's probably not going to be pretty. It's Silverado and Rancho, two teams that are, I think, 2-11.
Yeah, both teams need a victory to kind of keep the playoff hopes alive, and both teams, several folks believe, will be 5-6 in that league. I got the Hawks as well, baby.
All right, Skyhawks, that'll do it for this week of Prep Sports Now. Trying to get back on the basketball train. Come back next early next week. We'll be back to talk more basketball. Thanks for listening.